on three or after three?
On three. One, two, three.
Wait, you said three and then clapped.
We always get that wrong.
I'm standing here in pieces, and you're having to lose the Brandia.
It's a dark time for the Podosphere. Marshal Latham, striking from a hidden base, has won his first victory since forming the Journey Into podcast. During the battle, he managed to steal Rish Outfield away from the Doomsdief podcast, forming an alliance between them based on their love for Star Wars. Pursued by the Empire's sinister agents, Marshal and Rish believe they have something interesting to say about the decades-old franchise, its characters, the players behind the scenes, and the new adventures to come. Clearly, they must be suffering from delusions of grandeur.
Welcome to another Journey into Star Wars, another Delusions of Grandeur.
I'm out of it for a little while. Everybody gets delusions of grandeur.
I am your Devonarian co-host, Marshal Latham.
You're a Devonarian?
Yeah.
Those are those guys with horns, right?
It is, yes.
It's good this isn't a video podcast.
I've been holding out, man.
And I am Rish Outfield, who is whatever Dengar was.
Dengar.
Which I believe was a human with a diaper on his head.
Well, it's great to have you here again. Great to be together with you to talk about Star Wars.
It feels like it's been a long time, has it?
It has been. It's been since December. No, we talked after that, didn't we? It's been a while. Have you picked up anything Star Wars recently at the stores?
The best bet, if you ever see anything with Rey on it, scoop it up. Because all that Rey stuff is in demand. I don't know why it's underproduced, but a Rey lightsaber or a Rey action figure, you know, all that stuff people want. Just the same as if you can find anything with Deadpool on it.
Yeah, definitely.
Right now, scoop it up. They make a lot, but it doesn't stay on the shelves. I have bought a few of the action figures. I try to stick with the 6-inch ones.
Yeah.
And they only make about 10 or 12 of those a year, it seems like. But I got the old man Han Solo.
Cool.
They made a figure of Finn in his stormtrooper costume, outfit with the helmet with the smear on it.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
I got that, and since we started talking, since the last time we spoke, I started buying those little titanium ships.
Oh, really?
Because they're only like $3.99 each. I have about 10 of them, just because I thought it would be fun to put them on my windowsill, and so they're all in a row, just sitting there.
That's cool.
Do you buy toys? Do you buy stuff?
I don't buy a lot of it. I did. I don't know if I told you this or not, but I did get one of those Sphero BB-8.
Oh, see, that's not cheap. Wow.
Yeah. So I did get one of those as a Christmas gift for my wife. I can connect to it over my phone and control how it works and make it say things and record messages to play back later and those kinds of things. So that's a really fun thing to play with. But as far as the individual figures and the ships, I haven't picked one of those up in a long time. I am waiting for them to come out with since I have an R2-D2 and a BB-8, I am waiting for them to come out with a chopper.
Like a remote control chopper?
Yeah, or something. Some kind of figure or something that moves around that's chopper. But I haven't seen anything yet.
No, they made one in the 3¾-inch scale for Rebels when Rebels was new. And I got that for my nephew. But, boy, I haven't seen those in a year, probably.
I looked it up. They had that, and then they had a plushy thing, and I'm not very interested in it.
Oh, yeah, okay. I have seen the plush, and you push the button, and it goes, makes the little noises he makes.
Yeah, so I'm hoping one of these days they'll come out with a little robot thing that you can control. That'd be pretty cool. But actually, our plan today was to talk about, we haven't really talked about the changes in the new movies that are coming out. We did say that Rogue One will be coming out in December, a year after The Force Awakens. But last time we talked about after Rogue One only having to wait like 5 months for May until we were able to see Episode 8. But that's changed. Now, the Episode 8 is going to play a year from December in 2017. And so it's kind of changed its course there. What do you think about that?
Oh, I have absolutely no complaints about that. 5 months was way too short a period of time. They just barely started shooting that thing. Was it January or... It might even have been February.
Yeah, I think it was just like a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I think it was in
February. Of 2016. And to expect a movie that's going to be that special effects heavy to come out, you know, in less than a year. I would think less than a year after they finish principal photography on that is just, oh, holy cow, that's a burden. I don't think any movie has ever benefited from somebody moving up their release date.
Yeah.
Whereas if somebody saying, you know, well, for example, Titanic was supposed to have come out summer of 97 and it needed an extra 6 months. And I'm sure that everybody was happy about that decision. Whereas, if, for example, X-Men was supposed to come out, was it Christmas of 2000? And it ended up getting bumped up to summer of 2000, and so you know, a lot the script had to be changed, and some of the special effects heavy characters got dropped from the script.
Oh, okay.
And Mystique turned into some reptilian thing because she was it ended up being combined with another character, and I don't know, it's a shame when something like that happens, and there's enough pressure on these people to produce a tentpole movie without. You know, oh, hey, half the time that we said we'd give you to do it in.
Yeah, because, you know, what's the rush? You know, we're getting a movie this year. You know, what's the rush in not taking your time to get it right, especially for the, you know, an official episode movie? And I think that's important. I guess maybe the only thing they were trying to hold on to that... you know, the classic May release schedule, but they already kind of changed that with The Force Awakens starting. So now they've kind of instead of owning the May release, now they're owning the December release.
And it sure worked out for them.
Yeah.
And the amount of money that movie made, I'm sure we talked about it the last couple episodes, but yeah, it got up to $900 million and it's still in theaters. And so, yeah, why not just do that and say December will be Star Wars month for the rest of time? Although, you know, I don't like that it's right before Christmas and it's so busy and difficult and cold. But, you know, for people down in Australia and New Zealand, they finally get summer releases for Star Wars.
Yeah, there you go.
But, it seems like, and you might know better, that The Force Awakens was supposed to come out in May. And they gave them an extra 6-7 months.
I think originally it was. And then they said, no, we have to get it done by December. And I can't really remember what the reasoning was or what. But I know there was a...
I think it was after JJ had been hired as the director.
Right.
And he sort of wanted to rejigger the whole script in the movie and make it different, to the, you know. And so they added an extra 6 months, 7 months. To the process, and I guess it screwed up everything for, you know, May being traditional Star Wars release, but it's fine. It was really neat back in the years when we had Lord of the Rings movies every year, or
Harry Potter's,
and so yeah, now it's going to be Star Wars, and I'm not complaining. I have heard a couple of people complain that, oh no, but they're just spoiled. We're all spoiled that we can get this much Star Wars.
Yeah, we are.
This often. And, I mean, there's a Star Wars TV show, and I haven't even watched it in months, but I could. And, you know, new Star Wars movies and new Star Wars toys. And, Yeah, it's an embarrassment of riches. No, books too. We talked about maybe we'd do an episode about all the books you somehow have time to read, and I'm jealous of that. You've been reading these Star Wars. What do they call the new expanded universe? Is there a name for it?
Well, just so far, it's just been the new canon books, novels.
That's what they call it, the new canon?
Yeah, but I don't know if that's like the official name or just how everybody refers to it. But I know that all of the older expanded universe stuff that we read before is now called Legacy Star Wars novels or whatever.
No, I think it's called Legends.
Is it Legends? Oh, okay. I thought it was Legacy. So, yeah. So, it's the Legend novels and things like that. So,
what is the actual name of Rogue One? Because it has some kind of subtitle to it, too, that all of these spinoff movies are going to have.
Is it just a Star Wars story or something like that?
That's it. Yeah, I think it's called Rogue One : A Star Wars Story, rather than Star Wars : Episode : title.
Right.
So I think, yeah, all of these, you know, are going to be called something : And the thing that will be interesting is if these start to be really successful, and there's very little chance they won't be, when they start doing sequels to the spinoffs, if we'll see, you know, let's just say that they call it Han Solo : A Star Wars Story. Do they do Han Solo A Star Wars Story 2? That'll be interesting. I don't imagine the Han Solo one comes out for a while. But it has a release date and a director or two directors.
And I kind of like that, you know, a Star Wars story.
You do?
Kind of, okay. Yeah. I mean, maybe not as a colon thing, but just as a... It's almost, well, it is, right? It is a brand. Lucasfilm, I guess, is the name behind it. But, you know, now it's a Star Wars story kind of thing. I kind of like that. So have you heard much about Rogue One?
I haven't. Has anybody heard much about Rogue One?
The only thing I heard is that there were rumors that we might see glimpses of Darth Vader in it.
Yeah, no, I thought that had been confirmed, that Vader is in the film.
Oh, was that confirmed? Okay.
The thing that I was excited about is that they were going to do a virtual Peter Cushing as Grand Moff Tarkin.
Oh, see, I hadn't heard that, so that's pretty cool.
And that makes me really excited. I mean, it could backfire terribly. I thought that the guy they had playing Tarkin in the prequels, was he only in one prequel? It looked like bad prosthetics, but my guess is... if they could do it as well as they did Michael Douglas in the beginning of Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was just jaw-dropping. And now I never saw Ant-Man again. But that's funny. I went to a writer's conference last week. And there was a panel on special effects and I went to it. And one of the guys on the panel had worked for Digital Domain. And one of the movies he did was Tron Legacy.
Oh.
And he was part of the team that did the virtual Jeff Bridges in that movie. And so afterward, I was just like, hey, how did you do that? Did a different actor play him? Or did you have Jeff Bridges as the age that he is now playing the part? And then you tried to make him youthful? And yeah, he said that they basically had Jeff Bridges do it motion capture. And then they had a youthful skin that they had made studying the original Tron, that they put over that motion capture. And yeah, I didn't have the heart to tell him that just, oh, holy cow, dude, that didn't work.
It was kind of scary, yeah.
But I did tell him, you know, the scenes inside Tron, inside the computer, worked better because we understood that it was, you know, virtual reality, that this was a computer character. The one that was the really... shocking was at the very beginning in the flashback when it's supposed to be young Jeff Bridges checking in on his kid.
Right.
Where it didn't look right at all. It looked like something had escaped from the Polar Express and had come in. But
yeah, kind of looked like you were playing a video game or something, and that was the lead into the video game.
You know, Cushing's been dead for 20 years, so I don't know how they will do that, how ILM will do that, if it is... they'll just have an actor who can maybe do his voice, and they get that guy with all the the motions, you know, to just play the part, and then they recreate Cushing to match up the voice, or I mean, I don't know. What would be great is if it just, you know, looked so much like him that you didn't even blink. You're just like, oh yeah, that's Peter Cushing. Although I don't know that he would need to be the major villain. We need a villain that you can kill at the end of the movie. So, you know, somebody that's taking orders from Grand Moff Tarkin is probably the best thing. And Tarkin is just, you know, he's on a video screen, or he's meeting with him a couple of times and yelling about, you know, we need those rebel plans back. Death Star plans, not rebel plans.
Right. Well, I've really enjoyed when they had Tarkin on Rebels, and they could probably get that same voice actor.
Does he sound like him? Okay, that's cool.
And Agent Callis, have you just stood idly by while this rabble have attacked our men, destroyed our property, and disrupted our trade?
I have exhausted every resource to capture them, sir.
Minister, have you ever met a Jedi?
No,
I actually knew the Jedi. Not from the pages of folklore or children's tales, but as flesh and blood. And do you know what happened to them?
Well, there were rumors.
They died. Every last one of them. So you see, this criminal cannot be what he claims to be. And I shall prove it.
And it, you know, it works on the animated show. Might not work as well with a live action show, but who knows? You know, they can do a lot. I think the voice was pretty good, though.
Oh, but then by all means, let's hire that guy to do it. Sorry, did I get us off track? Or what, were you asking me what I knew about the film?
Yeah, just what you had heard about Rogue One, or knew about it, or thought looking forward to it, that kind of thing.
Well, we talked about it last time, that it stars Felicity Jones.
Right.
And so we've got another hot British chick as the lead in a Star Wars movie. And I'm not complaining, but it's interesting. I do wonder if that was by design, or if it just organically came to be and they're just like, wow, whoa, we both. OK. Although there's no reason Jones couldn't do an American accent and just, you know, they got an English actress there.
Right.
It seems like I saw an interview with John Boyega, where he said that at first he used his original British accent for Finn. And finally JJ took him aside and said, hey, it's too distracting that we've got a British stormtrooper.
Yeah.
How's your American? And I don't know, you know, if that's exactly how it worked. But I really liked Finn's voice.
Yeah, I did too. I thought you'd think that might be strange, you know, with Ray having her definite English accent and him not, but it worked really well.
Why do you suppose Ray has an English accent? Is it whoever her parentage is that's where that accent came from?
Maybe they just, maybe her American accent wasn't very good. I don't know. I haven't heard it.
Well, I mean, you know, there have been a lot of, oh, Ray has to be so-and-so's kid. Ray has to, oh, I wonder if Ray is so-and-so. And we still don't know. And I wonder, you know, let's say that she ended up being Luke's kid. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. But let's say, does that mean that the accent came from the mother?
Yeah, or it could support the other theory that it's somehow related to Obi-Wan.
Oh, okay, that would be interesting. Yeah, somebody, and I'm trying to remember who it was, some writer said, you know who I hope Rey is a descendant of? Palpatine. And they said, wouldn't it be cool if you had a Palpatine child that turned to the light side and a Skywalker that turned to the dark side? And I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. That's kind of interesting, yeah.
Anyway, sorry, I guess we were talking about, I was trying to talk about Rogue One, but we don't know anything.
We don't, really.
They've kept it a secret, and there's been one photograph of the cast released, and I think it was in Entertainment Weekly, like last summer. And that's the only thing that I have seen about it.
Now, do you know any of these other actors that are in there?
Well, I know Forrest Whitaker. He's
okay. I was looking through the list here.
And everybody knows Alan Tudyk.
Oh, he's in there? See, I don't.
Donnie Yen is one of those Asian martial arts guys, right? He was in a bunch of Chinese, what are they called? Ip Man movies.
Okay.
He's a guy that's in it, and my assumption is he's in it to appeal to the Chinese audience. And then the only other name I know is Mads Mikkelsen is in it. And he was the villain in Casino Royale, the one who had the eye that
cried blood. Okay.
And he plays Hannibal Lecter, or played Hannibal Lecter on the Brian Fuller Hannibal series that was on NBC. But yeah, I don't think we have any character names for these guys. I don't think we know anything about who's good and who's bad. That I think that's what I know. I don't believe there are any crossover actors from the episode 7 or from the original series. In fact, I don't believe R2 and 3PO are even in it. But you never know. It would be really tempting if I were making this movie to seed a whole lot of tiny little cameos.
Right.
Just because it takes place in the same time period. And I haven't been watching Rebels, but I've seen that Leia showed up, and I know that Bail Organa showed up in the first season, and Lando showed up in the first season, and the droids showed up in the first season. Of course, Vader showed up, and Tarkin. I wouldn't be surprised if Palpatine showed up at some point. And, you know, when you've got things that are taking place at the same time as our major stories, it's awfully tempting to say, well, hey, let's find out what so-and-so is doing.
Yeah, that's interesting. They've shown a lot of, I know we're not talking about Rebels, but they've also had a lot of Clone Wars characters. You know, you talked about the clones, a couple of Rex, and a couple of the other clones that were in there from Clone Wars. And then they have Hondo Inaka, who's kind of like a space pirate. I don't know if I talked about him when we talked about the Clone Wars.
Is he a weak way?
Yeah.
Okay, I know him from the action figure.
Oh, okay.
You know, I've never really watched Clone Wars. We did an episode about Clone Wars, and sometimes I will mingle with people that talk about, you know, they say Clone Wars is so great. You know, Clone Wars, I like that better than the movies.
Yeah.
That makes me tempted to sit down and watch it, and I never had any doubt that if you tell 25 stories or 100 stories about these characters, that you get to know them and like them and care about them, and they get depth and all sorts of personality that you don't get in the couple minutes that they show up in the movies. But yeah, I feel bad. I've let you down. I meant to continue watching Rebels, and I haven't. Okay, you talk, because I keep turning the wheel sharply to the left.
Well, yeah, the cast, I think you had known more about the cast of Rogue One than I did. I guess I needed to scroll down a little bit more on one of the articles I was looking at. But yeah, that kind of excites me that Forrest Whitaker and Alan Tudyk are in there. That'll be pretty interesting to see. And Felicity Jones as well, but I've known about her for quite a while. But it'll be interesting to see what these other characters are.
There's a Mexican actor named Diego Luna that's in it. And he mostly does Spanish language stuff, but he's turned up a couple times. There's a guy named Riz Ahmed that's in it.
Yes.
And he's Pakistani. And so my guess is they're just really trying to cover all the bases of, we're going to have like a super multi-ethnic cast, and no matter where you're from, you're going to find somebody that you know that's in this movie.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's part of just the international audience for this thing now, where it's just like, yeah, let's do that, because Mikkelsen is from Denmark, I think. And anyway, it's just because these have a global audience, a global fan base. It's got to feel really good when somebody's just like, oh wow, that somebody from our country is in a Star Wars movie.
Yeah. Well, and it kind of fits. I mean, it makes sense in a galaxy that has, you know, thousands of worlds in it. You'd think there'd be a lot of different, obviously alien cultures, but also humans that are of different races and whatnot. So yeah, that's pretty cool. It makes it a little bit more gritty, or I don't know what you call it, but yeah, that's pretty exciting.
I spoke to Pernilla August back in 99 at the very first Star Wars celebration that I went to, and Pernilla August played Shmi Skywalker.
Oh, okay.
She said that it was such a big deal that somebody from Sweden was in this new Star Wars movie. And there was all this, you know, a number, like the big headline on the newspaper, and the news was, they all wanted to talk to her about this, that, you know, she had made it because
she was in Star Wars.
Yeah. And I thought that that was really neat.
Huh. That is pretty cool.
Anyway, I guess we're still talking about Rogue One.
Yeah.
We don't know when we're going to start seeing stuff from it. The toys, because I'm kind of a toy guy, I'm a collector, and
yeah.
The toys have started to be leaked, if you will.
Okay.
But Hasbro, who has the Star Wars license, has been really secretive, and so there's like code names on these things, and like we already know that there's a series of 6-inch Star Wars figures for Rogue One coming out, but we don't know any of the characters' names. Because it takes like a year to get these things made.
Yeah.
So they're already in production. And, you know, any information that goes to a Walmart or Toys R Us or whatever is under a code. So that even if that leaks to the press, which it has, there's no knowing which one Felicity Jones is or
right.
any of that stuff. And that's really fun to see that sort of stuff. Because, like, we talked about Force Friday, right?
Yeah.
Which was last year when all the new Force Awakens toys came out, and stores got those like 2 or 3 weeks early, and they were absolutely forbidden to open the boxes. There were the police tape around them. They came in a bundle, and it said, you know, under no circumstances are these to be opened or photographed or handled until the release date. And a lot of stores like Toys R Us and Walmart were afraid to open them because, you know, Hasbro would put an embargo or whatever to punish anybody who broke this release date. And finally, like somebody in the Philippines opened up their boxes, and that's how we knew who was coming when.
Oh.
But yeah, like I found the 6-inch Star Wars guys at Walmart 2 or 3 days early. They had opened a box. And, you know, I ran up to the register to buy them, and they rang up, you know, a big error came up, and they said, oh, I'm sorry, you know, we have to take these, and they wouldn't sell them to me. But if they had, they would have gotten in trouble, and
right.
You don't want to lose that kind of money by angering Hasbro or Lucasfilm or Disney or whoever runs this this business. But anyway, I'm not sure how I got onto that. Oh, we don't know anything unless they want us to know about it.
Right.
And I don't know when the promotion is going to start for Rogue One. If I were Disney, I'd probably put a trailer. I would say, hey, Star Wars The Force Awakens is going to be re-released for a week. And you'll get the chance, if you go to see it, to see the very first
Rogue One
trailer. And it's not going to be released on Facebook or StarWars.com or anything like that for like 2 weeks. Just so they could get, you know, $10 more million on that box office for Force Awakens. And if they don't do that, then attach it to Civil War. It was probably a smart idea. Not that that movie needs the help.
But yeah, I mean, I can't remember. Because we kind of predicted that the Force Awakens trailer would be on Age of Ultron. But it wasn't.
Yeah,
was
but it?
It
was months and months and months before that. I think it was about this time last year, about January, we saw that very first teaser.
Yeah.
And it was one of those where there was no preamble. It was just suddenly available. In the same way that J.J. Abrams would release little nuggets without us knowing, because they could have made a big deal that, hey, the first trailer is going to drop on so-and-so Friday, and everybody be super excited. But I wonder what the method is on that, when they decide, if they already have like a schedule of, okay, trailer teaser one drops this time, and then, you know, the Disney Channel's gonna have a first look at Rogue One that hits in September, and, you know, I don't know about those things.
Yeah, it's kind of fun when they're a surprise.
But by this point, for Force Awakens, we had already seen like the behind the scenes things, right? We had already seen, you know, their Force for Change charity fundraiser kind of things. Anyway, it'll be fun to see when this starts coming, and I'm sure we'll try and get together immediately when that happens, and we'll do a Rogue One first trailer episode.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just so fun anytime there's something new and I get excited and I want to talk about it. But you have some information about episode 8, right, that you want to share?
Yeah, first of all, though, I just thought, did you see that article? Was it today or yesterday that was talking about how they're creating a drone army or getting a bunch of drones to try to interfere with any other people that are putting up drones to find out spoilers on the trailer or whatever?
No, I don't understand. Because, yeah, I think somebody flew a drone over where they were shooting Force Awakens, and that's how we knew the Falcon was first going to be in there.
Yeah.
And then JJ issued that statement where absolutely the Millennium Falcon is not in Force Awakens. And it was a photograph of the chessboard that it was in front of, which I still think is the most clever.
He did a good job at that one. Okay, so I did find a news report on it from the Independent from the UK. Studio bosses are reportedly forking out £3 million on improved security during filming for Star Wars Episode 8 in a desperate bid to stop any leaks from reaching fans. The new movie recently started shooting at Pinewood Studios, with filming set to relocate to Croatia in March. There, the cast and crew will be met by a special team with drones, 600 guards, and 24-hour security. This could arguably be read as a hint that something especially exciting will be going down on the Dalmatian coast, which I guess is in Croatia. So, yeah, special team with drones. So I don't know if they're going to have, like, a bunch of drones up in the sky to look for anybody else trying to get a drone up to spoil the movie or what, but that just kind of made me laugh that they have to go to these extreme measures now to protect the movies.
Well, that's for your benefit.
It is.
Because everybody else wants to know the spoilers, but you don't.
I don't. But yeah, so episode 8, as we talked about, has been moved back from June to December of 2017. One of the reasons for that is it Rian Johnson, right?
Is it Rian or Ryan?
Ryan. Yeah, probably Ryan. Rian Johnson.
Just misspelled Ryan.
So one of the reasons for that, I guess, is because Rian Johnson needed some more time to adapt the script or change the script. And he said something along the lines of to enhance some of the secondary characters of the movie or something like that. I can't remember the exact quote. But one of the speculations on that is that they needed to add more plot points or add more character moments for Poe Dameron, because what was kind of revealed after The Force Awakens came out was that Poe Dameron was supposed to die in that crash onto Jakku, and that he was just meant to be at the beginning of the movie and kind of start things off and set BB-8 out on his mission or whatever, and then he was supposed to die. And when Abrams was talking to Oscar Isaac about doing the role, he explained what was going to happen and how cool he was, and then said that he died. You know, Oscar Isaac was still considering the role, but he was kind of disappointed that he was just kind of this short-run character. And Abrams kind of saw that. And then later on, I can't remember the time frame, but anyway, sometime later, either later that day or later in that week, Abrams called him up and said, "I figured it out. Poe's going to be in the whole movie. Don't worry about it." So then he decided to do it. And so I thought that was interesting that they kind of had to work it in, bring Poe back into the movie. And so that obviously changed things for Rian Johnson in doing episode 8. And, you know, that's got to be a hard thing. I guess that could tumble down to episode 9 as well, if there's any changes in the current plotting and things that happen with the characters in episode 8, plus the things that have already changed in episode 7. And it just, you know, struck me as, you know, how, you know, we just see that, oh, this is great. You know, we have episode 7, 8, 9 coming out and it's all great. But, you know, it really is a complicated thing to keep all this stuff together. And I'm assuming it'll just, as they, well, I guess maybe not with the Star Wars story anthology movies, I guess those can kind of be insulated from that, or the other movies will be insulated because those are from another time or other characters. But definitely in those are episodic 7, 8, and 9, that is kind of a tricky thing for the people down the road to adapt to what is going on right now, because they already have it kind of played out in their mind is how they see things going, and then they're going to have to switch it up a little bit.
Well, you want it to feel like it's all part of the same story, and you want it to feel like it was all intended to be this way. You know what I mean? Not like they're just making it up as they go along. And
right.
And that's something that Star Wars has dealt with. I mean, they've dealt with both. There are definitely moments in the original trilogy where you're like, wow, this was always intended from the beginning to, you know. And then there are a couple of moments where you're like, oh, so they didn't know this when they were making the other ones?
Yeah, I mean, I would have never known growing up that Darth Vader wasn't always Luke's father, and that's just the way it was, you know. But as you learn more about the making of the original Star Wars and then how things changed as they went into The Empire Strikes Back, now that they had the clout to do whatever they wanted, you learn these things. But that's one of the things that Lucas always talked about too, you know, and he's kind of full of it or whatever, but he's, you know, he said where I'm just telling the stories as it happened.
Oh, as it really happened a long time ago in a galaxy far, far
away. Yeah, and he's just being the messenger or whatever for that.
That's funny. There was probably a time that I would have agreed with that, where I was just like, oh yeah, no, but that's how it happened, guys. But what was I going to say? There was something about episode 7, sorry, 8, that I was going to ask you about. Well, you knew a bunch of people that are involved in it. They said early on, right after episode 7 came out, they said who was coming back for episode 8. And one of them that was really surprising to me was that Gwendolyn Christie was coming back as Captain Phasma.
Yeah.
She just seemed to be a throwaway character, a missed opportunity. And a lot of people just assumed she got dumped in the garbage chute and then she blew up with the rest of the planet. And same thing with Hux. I assumed Hux was dead because we didn't explicitly see him escape. And I think it was you that said, well, the hologram tells him to get
Kylo Ren
and bring him to the hologram. All three of those characters are back, and I'm assuming the hologram is back as well. Right. I'm calling it the hologram because its name is so, so horrible.
Felicity Smoke? Was that what it was?
Hey, that's funny, man, because every time I hear her name on Arrow, I go, what? Really? And they're like, yeah, it's even worse than that. It's Smoke with an E at the end.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, come on, guys. I mean, Diggle is bad enough, but... So tell me who is coming back. I mean, obviously Rey is coming back, and I'm glad Finn is coming back because I want him to do a lot in this next movie.
Yeah, for sure.
But
yeah, Poe will be back.
Poe Dameron is coming back.
Yes. And then there's a couple new people added to the cast. We heard that, well, now that they've started principal photography on it, as we've talked about the drones. But yeah, so there's more people added to the cast, which is interesting. So we have Benedict Del Toro is coming on as a character. And then we also have Laura Dern.
Who is my dear Dr. Sadler.
She was.
From Jurassic Park. Yeah,
first thing I think of is Jurassic Park. And then the next thing I think of, was it A Perfect Life or whatever? It was a Clint Eastwood movie about a
Perfect World?
A Perfect World, that's what it was. And we haven't learned anything about these characters, you know, who they're portraying or what they might be. So do we know if Maz Kanata is going to be in episode 8?
Well, she survived, right? I mean, they destroyed her bar or her club or whatever you would call that thing. But we never saw her again, did we?
We never did. After the attack, we can get into this when we talk about the novels, even though I haven't read The Force Awakens novelization. But I guess there was a scene where she's out there helping in the fight.
Oh, well, that's too bad. I need to see these things.
Yeah.
I need to see General Hux escape the destruction of the Starkiller base. I need to see Captain Phasma come out of the garbage smasher. All right. Otherwise, I assume they're dead.
Yeah. A lot of these things are just left to find out the information later. And I really hope they get a grip on that. You know, I like the idea of things happening in books that matter and novels, and it's just not, you know, side stories all the time, that there is something of meat, I guess, in the books. But at the same time, I don't like the excuse of, well, if you really want to know what happens, you're going to have to read this novel, kind of thing. You know, it should be in the movie.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that the prequels were plagued with that.
Yeah.
A lot of people have said that with Force Awakens, because, yeah, all of the unanswered questions really bothered me. More so than almost anybody I know. There are a lot of people I talk to that don't like the movie. And they don't like it because they said it was a remake of A New Hope.
Right.
Or you know, because Star Wars is overrated, or et cetera, et cetera. But nobody seems to have the problems that I do with, but why did Kylo Ren turn to the dark side? And when did it, you know, all these questions that I have, and I've sort of become bitter about it, because it's like, yeah, these questions are never going to get answered. Just like, who was Sifo Dyas? We're never going to find out. And then... just last week or the week before, StarWars.com, Lucasfilm released like the first glimpse of the shooting of Episode 8. And it's Rey handing Luke a lightsaber on that
island. Yeah.
That island. And I was just like, oh my gosh. Because, yeah, I didn't for a second give them the credit that they were going to pick up where the last one left off. I thought, okay, it's going to be a year later. We're never going to find out anything that Luke told her because they don't want us to know, because they don't think like we need to know. But if it's picking up with him taking that lightsaber, then we're not going to miss anything.
Yeah.
Then she's going to say, my name is Rey. Maybe I have a last name, you know, and I came all this way to meet you. And he's like, I'm Luke Skywalker and I'm your uncle, or, you know, whatever it is. Like, it's like this lightsaber called to you, and you want to know why? And I will shout yes to the screen.
Yeah.
If the second movie picks up immediately after the first movie, then we could actually see General Hux and Kylo Ren and Phasma in a shuttle going to meet the hologram.
That's true. Yeah.
Felicity Smoke. We can see some of these things and have some of these questions answered. And because it seems like, and I wish I were a better Star Wars fan and I had seen Force Awakens 100 times. And I could tell you every single line of dialogue. But it seems like that movie ended with Finn gravely injured. I don't think we saw him recovered or anything like that. But it seems like Finn was badly injured. Kylo Ren was badly injured. And so, you know, if it picks up right then, I guess we can see Finn recover and what becomes of his life. Is he going to just join the resistance and become a freedom fighter? Is there any chance that he's like, no, wait, I want to be a Jedi too?
Yeah.
Because I would love that. I would love to see both of them becoming the next generation of Jedi. And I mean, heck, let's let Poe Dameron have a lightsaber too, guys. For too long, there have been not enough Jedi.
Yeah, now we could get two of them that we're interested in rather than just one.
But well, who else is coming back? Obviously, Mark Hamill is back.
Yes.
Because we saw that. But what about 3PO? 3PO back?
I would guess so. I would guess all three of the droids will be in this next movie as well.
Okay, who owns BB-8? Did BB-8 go to this island with Rey? Because Rey took R2, right?
Yeah, Rey took R2, but BB-8 wasn't on the island.
Because BB-8 belongs to Poe Dameron?
Probably. I don't know if he belongs to him or he's just, you know, they've always... you know, kind of like Luke and R2. So I guess, yeah, it would be Poe Dameron's droid.
Okay, but I don't know who owned R2 and 3PO. Because sometimes it seemed like Leia owned them. You know, sometimes it seemed that Luke owned them. And, you know, sometimes they just seem to be their own people. Okay, so is Leia coming back?
Yes. Yep, she was. She's on set. So she's coming back.
Okay, how about Chewie? Is Peter Mayhew coming back?
Oh, I don't know about that. I would assume so. Him and Rey seem to be pretty close.
Well, who does the Millennium Falcon belong to now? Does Leia get the Falcon? Does Rey get the Falcon? Does Chewie own the Falcon? Chewie probably, right?
Chewie probably.
How did Rey get to the island? Did she take the because the Falcon is down there, right? From at the bottom, parked.
Yes.
When she goes up those many, many stairs, the Jedi steps.
I think they're the Millennium Falcon and Chewbacca and R2-D2 are at the bottom.
But do we know that 3PO is not with Chewie and R2? And do we also know that, that Finn is back at wherever the Rebels, sorry, Resistance live, and he didn't go to this place as well?
Yeah, I think he's still unconscious back on the with the Resistance.
Okay.
We really don't know what fate awaits him in the next movie.
Well, okay, so do we have any idea how long this thing shoots? How long do they have to make episode 8?
I haven't seen a schedule on what they're doing with that. I guess they typically need, what, about a year for the post-production?
Well, I mean, that's how it was with the original trilogy, and those effects took way longer than the ones now. Of course, there were far fewer of them, even in Return of the Jedi, compared to how many visual effects are in the movies now.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so exciting, man, that they're making... that there's a Star Wars movie in post-production, and there's a Star Wars movie in production, and a Star Wars movie in pre-production.
That is pretty cool, yeah. Did you see that there was an interview that somebody did with both the practical effects team from Force Awakens and the digital effects team? It was two separate interviews, but at the same venue or whatever. But I found that to be fascinating, just listening to those guys talk about. One of the guys that did the practical effects for Force Awakens was like retired. He kind of was out of the business or whatever. But they called him up and told him about the Force Awakens and that they're going back to the practical effects for, you know, a majority of the shots. And, was excited enough to come out of retirement to take it on. And he's going to go on to the next movie, too. It was pretty cool to hear them talk about the return to practical effects and how going back to the old style of doing it. And then listening to the digital effects guys say, yeah, we think it's great with the practical effects. But even with the practical effects, you still need the digital effects to bring that all together and make it seamless. And it was a pretty cool interview with those guys. I might have to link to that.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I haven't seen that interview. I would like to check it out.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Did you tell me that you were disappointed when they announced that it would be December instead of May for episode 8?
No, I was fine with that. I thought, you know, kind of like you, you know, why not give it more time? You know, you can't hurt a movie by giving the people more time to make it right. So I'm encouraged by it. And now that we've had The Force Awakens in December, you know, both of us were kind of like, it's such a busy time of year. Why throw a Star Wars movie in on it? But now that Force Awakens came out, and it'd be kind of fun to have that to look forward to in every December now. I don't know if it's always going to follow that, but I'm guessing it will. So, yeah, I think it's a good deal.
Well, cool. I really look forward to it. But yeah, I feel guilty that I've only seen Force Awakens twice and that I don't know all the characters that don't have any lines that are just in the background in the cantina and all that stuff yet. I really need to see it again and again and again to the point where somebody can ask me a question and I'll be like, oh yeah, okay, I remember that. I can play it in my mind right now.
Okay, that's something I wanted to ask you about. I've only seen it twice too. But ever since you posted on the Dune Steve forum about there being a grave on the island where Luke was, I'm like, I didn't see a grave. I'm going to have to go see that movie again just to prove Rich that there's not a grave. But I haven't been back to see it.
Oh, okay. Well, is there a question as to whether it's a grave or not?
I don't know.
Just because I had heard that there was a grave.
Oh, you have?
And so okay. The second time I saw it, I watched his feet and I said, what is that? And it could be a rectangular rock, but my guess is no, he's standing in front of a grave.
Yeah, see, I totally missed that, so I really want to see that, and I'm intrigued by that idea of whose grave it is. Would it be his wife's, her Gray's mother's, or would it be who, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it's Vader's.
No,
because where did that helmet come from if that's Vader's grave?
Yeah,
You know what I'm saying?
And the ashes.
And the helmet that what's-his-name has. And where did that come from anyway? Let's say Kylo Ren traveled to Endor when he was 20 or something like that and salvaged that. I guess there's a story in that. But isn't it more likely that somebody stumbled upon it or perhaps Snoke was around in those days and he went there and he got that?
Maybe, yeah.
Like, what happened to Vader's... Oh, no, Vader's lightsaber fell into the same pit where Palpatine fell, huh? The Emperor.
Yeah, the red lightsaber.
And then all of that blew up. Yeah, I was going to say that lightsaber is still out there, but no.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool if there was one of these Star Wars story movies that was like the Relic Hunters or something like that, trying to find all these old Force relics or something.
Somebody told me that we could potentially see Star Wars story movies that are the backstory of things that have not been answered in Force Awakens.
That would be
interesting. And I thought, wait, what do you mean? And they said, we could see Harrison Ford back as Han before he left Leia. And I was like, wow, really? Would that ever happen? I don't imagine that would ever happen. But I'd love to see Kylo Ren or Ben Solo's fall to the dark side and all that stuff in some way.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping we get some flashbacks in episode 8 as we learn more about Rey. And as we learn more about Kylo Ren, that there'll be some flashbacks, and maybe as Luke's telling the story, or Snoke is reminding Kylo Ren, or who knows. But yeah, I'd like to see some flashbacks to that, whatever happened when Kylo killed all the other Jedis that were being trained by Luke.
But it wasn't just him.
Right.
There was some kind of army of bad guys. And they are still out there, I would imagine.
I would imagine,
Unless something has happened and wiped all of them out, and Kylo Ren is the only survivor of them. But I don't know. And those were called the Knights of Ren.
The Knights of Ren, yeah.
It's neat that there's more stories to be told.
It is.
We probably reached the end of this episode, man, and I've talked your ear off. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's good to get back with you and talk about Star Wars again and kind of get caught up on the things that are going on with the movies since The Force Awakens. I guess any last thoughts?
No, I just need to see it again.
Yeah, me too.
As of the recording of this episode, they still haven't announced the release date for the DVD. There's been rumors that it's going to be April, but it seems like if it were that soon, we'd already know, wouldn't it?
We should, yeah.
But yeah, it's still playing in first run theaters around here.
Yeah, yeah, it's still pretty popular. One of my hopes for episode 8 is that we're on the island with Luke and Rey, and she starts asking him all these questions. And
I'm in the theater screaming, yeah, hey, ask him this.
And then Luke starts to lie to her or to push it off. And then he stops and he thinks about, well, I don't know how you would portray this in a movie, but he thinks about the way that Ben kind of lied to him about stuff, and then he just kind of sighs and says, all right, here's the deal, here's what happened. I don't know if we'll get that or not, but that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, that we don't know what Ben Solo was raised, what stories he heard, and it may be that Snoke came and fed him full of all sorts of lies of how great the Sith were or how great a warrior Darth Vader was. And, you know, he's betrayed by his own son, and that's how he fell and things like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's also possible that Luke wasn't the best teacher. I don't know. I tend to sort of deify Luke as just being this perfect Jedi. And I think that the expanded universe sort of did, too. They wanted him to be as... They wanted to continue the happy ending of Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've talked with my friends about if I were making episode 8... how I would have certain things. And that's always a terrible thing for me to get into, because I start to become attracted to certain ideas and then the actual movies don't go that way. And so,
yeah. Okay. One last thought to think about until we talk next time.
Okay.
Will there be anybody returning as Force ghosts in the next movie? Yoda or Ben or something like that.
Well, I would imagine Luke hangs out with those guys.
I would think so.
That they counsel him and stuff. Because certainly Ben and Yoda spoke together all the time, right?
Yeah.
On Dagobah?
Yeah.
It wasn't just the second Luke got there, Ben showed up. And I would think, yeah, they would have counsel for Luke the same way. I mean, that conversation they had in Return of the Jedi, Obi-Wan's ghost and Luke, why wouldn't that continue after Return of the Jedi?
Things to think about.
Things to think about. I should have not answered the question. I should have said, we will think about this. Okay, man, thank you for joining me and letting me talk.
Yeah, no, it's good to talk. Thanks for getting on me and helping me get back to the show.
Okay, and hopefully we will be back soon. Sooner rather than later.
Yes, hopefully we don't go 2 months again without something going on.
Okay, I've been Rish Outfield.
And I've been Marshall Latham.
And never tell me the odds.
See, I was going to have a Force Awakens quote ready for you.
Oh, okay, do it.
Droid, please.
Did it really say droid, please in that movie? Say, I need to see it again.
You do, yeah. Yeah, Finn says that.
All right, good night.
Good night. And may the Force be with you.
The Delusions of Grandeur podcast is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license. This means you can share it with anyone, but do not change it or sell it. Many Bothans died to bring us this information.
Okay, can I ask you a question that we will cut out of the episode?
Sure.
Why are people so convinced that Poe Dameron is gay?
I don't know. They just want, you know, because him and Finn, you know, had a really connection. And people just want to make it into, two guys have a bromance. So wouldn't that be cool if they were gay kind of thing? People are obsessed with that idea that those two are going to be a couple, or they want them to be a couple.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think it would ever happen.
There's still enough of a stigma behind that it would overshadow in a lot of people's minds the whole movie.
Yeah.
It would cause such a stink that's all anybody would talk about, especially in like the South and places like that in Utah. That's all anybody would talk about.
Right.
So why introduce that at all? I thought maybe there would be like a sort of a love triangle and Poe and Finn would both kind of go after Rey. Because I would.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really, really strange. All of the, what do they call it? Shipping? When people want people so badly to get together.
Oh, right.
They want Finn and Poe to hook up. And I just wondered maybe Oscar Isaac is homosexual and that's why they're saying that. But
no, I don't think so.
Seen anything. I don't get where it comes from.
Yeah. Movies about gay characters or gay characters in movies, I think, is a great thing. You know, it just represents life and whatever. But just because two guys are friends and they get along doesn't mean they have to be gay. You know,
BB-8, definitely gay, though.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's any skirting around that.
That's why he's sticking close to C-3PO, right?
Oh my.